I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. And the Jewish Theater of Bloomington presents Church and State by Jason Odell Williams. The director will be Liam Castellan. It plays May 10th through May 20th. It'll be in the Ivy Tech Rose Firebase, so an intimate setting. Our guests are Stephen Hunt and Abby Lee from the cast. They're both veterans of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington. Stephen, for some of our listeners who may not remember, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're an Indianapolis-based actor.
I am. Do a lot of work at the Phoenix Theater there in Indianapolis, have since 1995. Mm-hmm. Audrey invited me down to audition for JTB several years ago for The Value of Names, which was a great deal of fun. And then I came back for Sonia Flew, directed by Martha Jacobs down here. So it's been very nice to come back down a third time for Church and State.
Abby, tell us a little bit about yourself, and you're also a veteran of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington.
I am. I did Visions of Right last summer, directed by Martha Jacobs, and really enjoyed my experience working with the artistic director of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington, Audrey Heller, too. Being Jewish myself, it's a nice little getaway in this very non-Jewish community. And she reminds me of almost every family member that I have. I'm from Chicago. So it's really nice to be back at the Jewish Theater. Yeah.
Now, Church and State was one of the plays that the members of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington looked at, and it was, according to one of my inside reporters, the only one that everyone said, yes, we think this is a terrific play and it's very appropriate for the time. Stephen, you actually play a senator in this production.
Yeah, I know. That's about the highest office I may ever hold. Yes, Senator Charles Whitmore, North Carolinian senator. His crises is the focus of the play and brings everybody else into the tornado that it creates.
No kidding. Now, Abby, you play a character named Cyril Whitmore, mm-hmm. and I gather you're part of the crisis in some ways.
I am. I'm his wife. I'm Stephen's wife. So I am most definitely part of the crisis. I'm very much a politician's wife. We are a very Christian family and campaign on that platform. It is so timely. This play is so timely. It deals with the separation of church and state. It also deals with Second Amendment rights. Yeah, and it sort of ties it all together really nicely. And there's a campaign manager played by Tess Cunningham. She plays a New Yorker who is Jewish. So it also deals with the issues of different religions and how we can feel separated by each other.
Have you given Tess some pointers?
Oh, no, she needs no pointers from me. We've already played sisters in Three Sisters, so we go way back.
And Jonathan Golombeki is also part of this particular production. He's a veteran of Bloomington and a veteran of Jewish Theater of Bloomington. Stephen, what do you like about this play? Abby has said that she thinks it's very appropriate for the time, but lots of plays are appropriate for the time and they're not very good.
Yeah, well, she's absolutely right, particularly Second Amendment. Driving down to Bloomington today, I was listening to some talk radio, and it was all about the Indiana Senate race and some of the issues that are faced there. And this play takes it on. I know when Audrey first sent me aside from the script, I thought, wow, this is in the news headlines today, every day. It's not just a once in a while thing. It's every day, mm-hmm. Particularly with the gun rights and the Parkland survivors, mm-hmm. and those who are speaking out about maybe changing some of our gun laws. And this play pretty well hits that head on.
Mm-hmm. A play that hits that right head on. Church and State, Jewish Theater of Bloomington. It'll be in the Ivy Tech Rose Fire Bay, May 10, 12, 17, 19 at 7:30 and on the 20th at 3. Our guests have been Stephen Hunt, who plays Senator Whitmore, and Abby Lee, who plays Sarah Whitmore, his wife. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.